The Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea, feature a key ingredient, winter weather. That's a departure from the last Olympic Games in Sochi, Russia, where high temperatures strayed into the upper 50s. Brian Brettschneider with our Ask a Climatologist segment says Pyeongchang is at about the same latitude as Washington, D.C., but he told Alaska's Energy Desk editor Annie Feit that their climate in February is very similar to Anchorage.
So their normal high is about 30, their normal low is about 12 or 13, which is exactly the same or within a degree or two of what Anchorage is this time of year. So it should have the look and feel of Anchorage. And they're on the eastern part of the Asian continent, and they are in the winter months subject to the forces of the dominant Siberian high-pressure system. So that's an area that gets very, very cold in the winter. They normally have winds that come out of the north, so they're going to get this cold, dry flow coming in from Siberia, and it's going to functionally make them feel like they're much farther north than they actually are.
And we've heard some talk with the Olympic coverage that for its latitude, it's the coldest spot in the world. Is that true?
It basically is true. There's a couple of spots in central China and then some areas at high elevation. So there's actually some areas that, like in Colorado, that are at about the same latitude or even farther south, but at like 11,000 feet that are going to be colder. And a few areas in, say, Kazakhstan and then western mainland China. But again, those are going to be at higher elevations. I believe there's one city in China that with a million population that's a little bit farther south, that's a little bit colder. But again, that's nitpicking. It's really for its latitude. It's about as cold as you can get anywhere on Earth.
And how does the cold at this Olympics in Pyeongchang stack up to previous Winter Olympics?
Well, as I said, normally it should be about 22 degrees if you average the high and the low. This year, it's looking like it's going to be closer to around 30, so an above normal temperature. That's still going to put it as the coldest Winter Olympics since Lillehammer in 1994. The Sochi Olympics were famously warm, highs near 60 and lows near 40. Before that, Vancouver was quite warm. Even Salt Lake City was fairly warm. So, yeah, so you got to go back, over 20 years to find a colder Olympics. Now, before Lillehammer in 94, there was some cold Olympics, say, in Lake Placid, in Sapporo, Squaw Valley, some other places, Oslo, Norway, that were colder than what we're going to experience here in 2018. But it's going to have the look and feel much more like a winter Olympics than the last few, for sure.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist in Anchorage. He checks in with Alaska's Energy Desk each week as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. If you have a climate-related question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.